Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 loyal, faithful Swan Talk listeners. I want to welcome you to episode 28. This is a doubleheader on this thriving Thursday. Family, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are listening to this podcast, this international podcast via the Blog Talk Radio host platform, if you listen to the archive version, I want to thank you so much for just supporting the show, supporting the broadcast. We have already recorded today, episode 27. It is very powerful. I've heard from a lot of you. You're sharing with me that the message that's running around change, how much it blessed you, and to God be the glory. And that is what this podcast, what we endeavor to do with this podcast, is to basically love on you, to encourage you, to empower you, to affirm you, to validate you, to lift you up, huh? Because the secret to life, family, the answer to life, it's very, very, just a very simple answer. And we have all heard of this answer. Family, the answer and the secret to life, it's just a four-letter word. I think you guys know where I'm going. It's love, baby. It's love. Won't you answer the call of love on today? Won't you answer the call of L-O-V-E? Chatim, if you're French. Mi amor. Well, mi amor. I'm trying to say, how do you say love in Spanish? It was on the tip of my tongue. Tweet me how to say love in Spanish, family, or DM me. It's right on the tip of my tongue, and it eludes me right now. Love is a universal language. Love is a universal language. But it's something that we all need. Amore. What if someone to, how they say love in Italian? Amore. Family, I love you. Honestly, I love you. And you know what? I don't have any expectations. I have no expectations when it comes to you. You don't have to love me back. You don't have to like me. Most of you, I've never had the pleasure and the privilege of personally meeting. But this podcast is on a mission. And the mission is to glorify God throughout all of the nations. Spirit is love. God's spirit is kindness. So, in the spirit of love, the spirit of gratitude, and in the spirit of humility, I want to thank you so much for supporting me, believing in me, believing in the mission of this podcast. Because when you do that, and when I look at the analytics, and I see where we are reaching and helping so many people throughout the universe, when I look at your social media activity with the likes and the retweets, y'all be going, hey, my notifications, they are off the hook. They are like, wow, my phone, it never stops. If those of you who know me personally, You guys know I keep my phone on silent throughout the day most of the time because my notifications never stop. You guys are always engaging with me, loving on me, and supporting the especially the Twitter account. You guys go ham. I love it. I love it, family, because what I need more of it. I need more of it. And let me share with you why. First of all, it makes me feel great. It makes me feel great to know that even if you have never met me personally, something that some type of content that I posted somehow resonated with you some way, somehow, or moved to hit that like button, that favor button, or that more important button, that retweet button. You know, these actions are free, but some people, they don't do it. And that's neither here nor there. But you do. You listening to this podcast, you do it. And I am grateful because guess what, family? We are on a mission. We are a community. We are so kind to each other, so supportive of each other. We cover each other in prayer. We cover each other in meditation. We send positive energy, vibration, all of that. We do it all. We're all encompassing. And if I was to drop my body right now and enter into heaven, heaven looks like us. Some of you in Australia, some of you here in America, like me, some of you in China, in Japan, some of you over in the Middle East, some of you in Germany. We have huge, huge following in Germany. Just all around the world, it's too many countries to name. Africa, huh, mother? Africa, baby. Heaven looks like us. Heaven is multicultural. It is made up of just a plethora of beautiful, beautiful people, spirits. Heaven is international because it's universal. It is not of this world. And it looks like us. Can you hear me? And this is how God designed it. Huh? Heaven looks like us. That's what God's kingdom looks like. When you go to heaven, when you go to paradise, when you go before God, it is appointed unto man once to die, according to the good book. Simply being interpreted, family, when we come here to earth, we're going to have to transition. We're going to have to transition. Heaven looks like us. Some of you have pets. I want a dog. Unfortunately, you know, I have a loving landlord, but, you know, dogs are sort of against the leasing agreement. So I look forward to one day when I move, I am going to make sure I can have a dog because we had dogs growing up. And I would love to have a pet to keep me company because I'm single. You know, it's not good for a man to be alone. Not going to want to be alone, baby. So I wish to have a pet. You want a dog. Cute little dog. House dog. I don't know how I got off on that. I was saying something very important, and I want you to pray that God gives you a revelation. For you to listen to me and me be Black American, and if you are from a different culture, which most of you are who connect with me, a lot of you aren't African American. A lot of you aren't Black American. But for you not to be concerned about my color in this podcast audience and targeted demographic, is everyone? If you basically, baby, let me tell you this. Listeners, please allow me to share this with you, brothers and sisters of the Quan Talk Online Community family. If you are basically breathing, if you got a pulse, if you have blood running through your veins, you are our targeted demographic. You are important. Regardless of what's in your bank account, regardless of what's in your closet, what's in your garage, what's parked on the street that you own. I don't care if you're catching the bus, catch the subway. We do that a lot here. We utilize public transportation a lot in New York. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what your past is. That really does not concern me. God commands me to love you. You know why? Because He loves you. And if He can forgive you, who am I to judge you? Who am I to say, oh, well, I only want certain people to listen to this podcast, I need you. I want people who look like you. I want people who smell like you. I want people that are your exact height. I need you. I need you. Because what do? When you guys start sharing out this information and people start within your social media platforms, they start checking out what content you're liking, what content you're favoring, and then it comes back to me and my little black self, with my brown skin, being a woman of color here in America, a black American, and you may not be black American or you may not be African American, and you may not even be a person of color. But you like tuning into this podcast with your pretty self, with your handsome self, with your gorgeous self, Because, honey, if you're supporting me, you got it going on. There is destiny. There is purpose upon your life, You mean business. If you're listening to this, But we not for the okey-doke, okay? As we say here in America. This is not a mindless podcast. People who love God, who love humanity, who love charity, who love random acts of kindness. And just happen to be of the human species. You love diversity, you're multicultural. You have to be if you're listening to me because of the international anointing that is upon my life. So that says a lot about you as a person that you don't, you want that next level stuff. Because what happens is, through your social media activity for this content, this podcast, or any of the content within the Twine Talk social media online community, whether it be the blog, the Praise 284 YouTube channel, or the Twitter account, when you guys start going ham and just setting off my phone and it's vibrating like crazy, which I love when it's vibrating. I like for my phone to be silent. Because I'd be like, what they doing? Oh, they ain't liking that? Oh, what's going on? Oh, they don't like me. You know, I'm only human. Sometimes my phone is silent, which is very seldom silent, because you guys are going ham all the time. Ham. You guys wear out those like buttons. You guys wear out the retweet button. So much so that it's just like music to my ears. It drives some of my friends, you know, sort of annoys them. But I say, huh, these are my people because they're God's people, honey. You got to leave my phone alone talking about my community, huh? You guys are active with the love, you know? Love is all-encompassing, and we're going to get into that. We have about 14, 13 minutes left in the podcast. We're going to talk about love today because this is what you show me, and you show the world as you help God, not me, huh? You don't necessarily help me because I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. Just like you, you have a vision, you have a purpose, you have a destiny. When you came into this world, it was not an accident. Some of you shouldn't even be alive today if somebody was to know your story. See, they see the glory, but they don't know your story. Come on, somebody. Who am I talking to? If they only knew but God, huh? But God. Okay? So having said this, family, when you are active, and that's why I encourage you to like the content, share the content, retweet the content, you expedite doors supernaturally being open for us. Because if they open for me, guess what? Because I'm a prayer warrior, I'm already praying that the supernatural effect, the anointing, the oil that's running afresh and through my veins, and the favor of God that is a part of my life. I'm already praying and calling you and asking, God, if you do it for me, do it for them. Do it for her, do it for him. You're no respecter of persons. That's my prayer. So when you guys get busy and start setting up on my phone like you guys always do, with the likes, the favors, and the retweets, especially if you are of a different culture, you are African, huh? You're over in Africa, or you may be African and over in Europe, over in London somewhere, over in Paris, huh? You should have met Taiwan. Comment ça va? Train me in. Je t'aime. I love you. I love Paris, one of my favorite places to visit in the world. So check this out, fam. This is what you do. You pull down the stronghold. Excuse me. I'm just getting over something. Thank God I'm healed, though. But you pull down the stronghold of racism, universal racism. Huh? You pull down the stronghold of division. You pull down the stronghold of, well, I'm better than you because I'm a celebrity or what have you. So because I'm a celebrity and you're not a celebrity and nobody knows you, I see your content, but I don't have to like it because I don't want anybody to know I'm checking you out. I don't want anybody to know you. I'm listening to your podcast. But what you don't know is I have a team that is fantastic, and they hand me reports with the IP address attached, with analytics attached. It's like an SEO optimization report. So I get the analytics, and I see where these demographics, where this is hitting. And when I tell you, you would be surprised of who is listening to this podcast, baby, huh? We got billionaires listening to this podcast. We have millionaires listening to this podcast. Thousandaires listening to this podcast. Hundred air. Zero air. Huh? We got short air. Huh? Hey! Huh? We got short air listening to this podcast. You'd be surprised. I'm surprised. But I'm not fazed because I have to stay focused. I have to stay focused, family. Because this is my destiny, to do the will of he who sent me, he who sent us, God. Emmanuel, God with us, and family, thank you. Because what you're doing is you are basically sending a message and basically saying, this is what heaven is going to look like. Look at us. Look at the Swan Talk community. Huh? We are of all different shades, all different cultures. But we have a commonality. And that commonality that supersedes everything else, every obstacle, every oppression, every satanic attack. Huh? The commonality in its most reduced form is simple. It's a simple four-letter word, and that is love. And because you love me, more doors are going to open up for you because of your love for me, your love for God. Because I pray for you daily. I turn down my plate for you. When the Holy Spirit leads me to, I fast for you. I lay hands on my computer, and I just tweet out general messages to you because you are in my spirit, because you're in God's spirit, and God is concerned about you. So he has me arise early in the morning to pray for you. And pray for your good success. Pray for your healing. Pray for your financial breakthrough. Pray for your family, your loved ones. Pray that God helps you find a helpmate if you're single and ready to mingle, huh? Don't mingle too much. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all have fun out there if you're single. But if you're married, marriage is tough. Relationships are tough, huh? Relationships are tough. Marriage is tough. A lot of you who are married or who have been married before, you know this. You have to work at it. You have to work at it on a daily basis. It's very beautiful to have someone who's your primary cheerleader, your number one fan. It's very, very attractive to have a covering and be equally yoked with someone and have someone, you know, go through life with, grow old with. A lot of going to, especially in the South, up here in the North, we don't upstate New York, we don't have like a lot of family style, cafeteria style restaurants. But down South, we have like K&W, J&W. You basically put two letters, put the and in between the two letters and you call it a cafeteria. J and K, huh? We have A&W out there. We have an A&W here in East Vestal, here in Vestal, New York. But I love going to, like, diners or cafeteria-style restaurants in the South, and you see the elderly couple, the man and the woman. They've been married for a million years, and you're still in love. And sometimes they may be old and wrinkly, and they have the nice white hair going. I love me some salt and pepper hair, and I love me some white hair. Huh? Because that symbolizes to me wisdom, huh? And the fact that they are advanced in age and still here in their right mind with their helpmate. Because statistically, people who are loved, people who have a partner, have a husband, have a wife, have someone to come home to, have a friend, a companion, someone to talk to even. It doesn't have to be a physical, sexual, intimate type of relationship. Someone just to talk to, care about you, for no other reason than they want to see you do well and be happy. Statistically speaking, people like that live longer. So truly it's not good for man or woman to be alone. In order to have a friend, though, you must show yourself as a friend. Huh? in order to have a friend, you must be a friend. And there's a scripture in the book about it. It eludes me right now. You have to be trustworthy. You have to be dependable. When you give somebody your word, it has to mean something. I'm talking about friendship. I'm talking about simple friendship. Can you depend on that person? Is that person there for you? Does that person care for you? Does that person esteem you? Does that person value you? Is that person an asset to your life? Huh? Do they bring value to your life? Do you look forward to hearing from them? I'm not talking about the butterflies. I'm not talking about the lust, the temptation, all that stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a genuine love, a pure love. We're going to speak about it here on episode 28 of Swan Talk. We have about 3 minutes left in the live podcast. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. I want to thank you so much for tuning in because I'm just going to keep rolling. So we're going to close out. I'm just going to close it out right now. We're going to keep rolling. I encourage you when the live portion closes and ends that you access the archive via my Twitter account or via the blog, the Twine Talk Official Positive Blog, huh? Because there's a blessing in this message for you. Love is the answer. Diversity is the answer. Unity is the answer. And that, family, we are capturing the world's attention. By your social media activity, you are glorifying God, huh? Because this is what heaven looks like. And people can see a glimpse of heaven when they see your online social media activity in support of this account and other accounts. And God is glorified because we are taking his message of love, unity, kindness, humility throughout the nation. And that is the mission of this podcast, the spirit of love, togetherness. Having said that, with 1 minute left in the live podcast, I would like to transition with 9 seconds left in the live podcast to Brother Richmond, AJ Minza, online prayer content. There's a picture with a caption with a hand. And it says this, never hold on to anything tighter than you're holding on to God. Huh? Now, I could just close out the podcast with that right there. And honey, I feel like running around right now. The prayer is this. You can close your eyes and worship God. Lift your hands up, surrender to him, submission to him. The prayer is this. Beloved, no matter what you're going through or facing now, when you are in need of help, don't go to man first, please, but to God of hope. Say a prayer of faith and trust God a miracle. He will show himself. He will get in touch. He will let someone call to help and bless you. He is able. He is a great provider. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. Tune in to the bonus portion. All right, family, I pray that prayer bless you as much as it blessed me. There is a scripture I want to share from the good book. Before we go into, we've been reading the book of love by Meher Baba, great philosopher. He was gifted with wisdom on love, and I need more love. I need to understand. I need to increase my love barometer. And so I've been reading him, and I'm a Christian, but I am so free in my spirit because who the Son sets free is free indeed, and I've got to get this love thing because my destiny depends on it. I've got to get it. I've got to understand it. I've got to implement it in my life where I need wisdom. Okay? So before we go into that, I just want to share a simple scripture with you. And it's this, 1 Corinthians 10:13 of the New King James Version. And it says this, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Some translations, some versions say, you may be able to resist it, okay? You may be able to handle it, okay? Just know that with the help of the Lord, he will give you strength in the areas that we are weak in. So don't let anything possess you. You are more than a conqueror. Huh? Thanks be unto God who always causes you to do what? Triumph, baby. Huh? Hey, you are victorious. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't heard this in a while, I don't know how many people go around saying, I have to be so, all right, hey. That's what we need to say. You see somebody, you just need to shoot them that look. Give them a thumbs up. You say, you got the victory. In the name of Jesus, you have the victory. Because you never know what that person just went through. Huh? Encourage one another. Be an example in life. You never know who's watching you. Looking at you for hope. Thinking that you were sent by God to them. Instead of being a wolf in sheep's clothing. Being a devil in a pretty blue dress. Let's be loving and kind to one another. Let's be each other's examples and role models. But let's look to Jesus Christ, look to God as the ultimate supreme divine example of how we are to treat each other. Some of you, you treat strangers, you treat your coworkers better than you treat your loved ones. You treat your friends better than you treat your lover. And that's simply not right. If someone is pouring into you, loving on you, esteeming you, helping you to get to that next level, letting you know you are important to them, and they value you, and you can trust them, and they love you. And I'm talking about a real love. Not that, you know, fairy dust love. I'm talking about real love, family. It's a fine love, a pure love. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it, and we're going to stay on this love topic because I've got to get it. You've got to get it. Because our destiny depends on it. The success of this podcast depends on us spreading this message from God centered around love, kindness, unity, diversity. Get it. Okay? Let's be examples. Honey, some people you see, they look better going than coming. I know a few, honey. You look better going than coming. Huh? I love to see you go. Huh? Some people you don't want to see leave your life. You miss them when they're gone. You look forward to their calls, their emails, their texts, their online content. Because you feel the love, you feel the authenticity there. They're very authentic. They're very genuine, as a lot of people say. And that's a blessing. You know somebody like that? That's a blessing. People go through life and don't have one person. Don't experience receiving love from one person. Don't have one person they can trust. Because everybody has been out to use them, abuse them, and make them lose their mind or torment them, huh? Or confuse them. And we know confusion is of the lesser life, but I don't have time to get into it. We're talking about love. his teachers, like Maya Angelou, like Mother Teresa, like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Gandhi, Mayor Baba, Jesus Christ, God. Let's look. Look to these philosophers, these motivators that inspire nations as our example. And let's take from it what we can respectfully take from it, learn the lesson, implement it, to be role models, huh? Whether you want to be or not, you are somebody's role model because somebody is looking to you and looking at you. And sometimes it may be in a negative light or a positive light. Sometimes we have to examine ourselves. There's always someone looking at us. I pray they look up to us. Admire the God in us, even with our flaws and sin and all of that stuff, huh? And us trying to get it right. I pray that when we do fall short, our record is so exemplary that even if someone wants to say something bad about you, listen to this podcast. Know your character. Know your integrity. And guess what? Your word is so good, they will not even believe them. They will not believe what they are saying about you because your reputation is so honorable and admirable, huh? Your reputation will go before you. And people will say, you're not talking about so-and-so, huh? You're not talking about her. You're not talking about him. You'll be spotless and blameless before your accusers, your tormentors, the people that are on assignment to get you distracted, purpose, your God-given purpose from your breakthrough. Stay focused. Please, the blood of Jesus over anyone within the sound of my voice right now that has purpose being birthed inside of them. Businesses, business ideas, you visionary projects that's going to help humanity transform lives, creative energy that's flowing through your veins. I plead the blood of Jesus over your destiny. May it manifest swiftly according to God's will. May you be able to stay focused and not distracted. I plead the blood of Jesus over any obstacle that circumvent you from walking upright with your head held high. Not being afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because you're going places, huh? You listen to this podcast, you're going places because I'm praying for you, huh? I don't care what it looks like. You are going places. You are somebody, huh? You are somebody to God, so you're somebody to me. Praise be unto God. Glory, glory in the highest. I just want to celebrate you right now. So, family, as we move forward, I do want to share something with you, family, real briefly, and then we'll get into a passage. I want to share with you about an important meeting I went to here in Binghamton, New York, and it was an interdenomination Christian meeting where we had all kind of denominations and a lot of leaders. It takes place in Binghamton, New York, at Calvary Community Church every Thursday at 7 a.m. So if you are of any type of denomination within the Christian faith, you can come there and we pray for the city of Binghamton. We seek God for the city. Some of our prayer points and prayer targets are to renew Christ's love among his people, to bring the life of the gospel to many, to reveal Christ's glory to all people, to establish righteousness in our cities, to bring his peace in relationships, to welcome the visitation of God, family. I had so much fun there today. I was the only Black American woman in that group of powerful, powerful men. And another woman who happened to be Caucasian, who came in later. But see, that's what heaven looks like. That's what Quad Talk community looks like. We are diverse. And family, those powerful men, they welcome me on today. And I thank God. And we pray for the city of Binghamton. And we pray for you. And we were Baptist, Methodist, kind of somebody introduced myself. I know he's somebody important, especially, you know, if he was at that meeting. And he told me what his denomination was within a Christian faith, and I had never heard of it. And I just looked at him. I said, oh, okay, sir, God bless you, but I've never heard of it. He was trying to explain it. So I was like, okay. I was like, but I'm just happy to see you. God bless you. You know why? Because denomination is man-made. It is something that is not important to God. There's only one church, and it belongs to God. And the sooner we as Christians get it, as soon as Blacks get it, whites get it, people of color get it, Asians get it, and we come together, the rich, the poor, the young, the old, huh? As soon as we come together and there's diversity and multiculturalism, God's kingdom can come and his will can be done on earth as it is currently being carried out in heaven. Huh? But this is the mission of God. He didn't just come for a certain group of people. He came and he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save us all. So thank you for listening. And I had fun, and you guys have the information. I hope to see you next Thursday because I was invited in. Honey, I'm just so grateful. It was so powerful. I felt so loved, honey. Y'all know I'm all about the love. And I even saw pastors that I know within the Binghamton community, powerful pastors. Like Pastor Dan over at Crossroads and Pastor Dan over at Landmark. I even saw a pastor who I attended the memorial service of a friend whose son was murdered, and he led the memorial service, he and his beautiful wife. And he's Black American, and I think we were the only two Black American people there, but that's okay. I prayed for more diversity, and even the group that I was in, the prayer group, because the group was so big at Calvary Community Church in Johnson City that Harry L. Drive is at 780 Harry L. Drive, Calvary Community Church. Pastor Sawyer, Pastor Gary. He was so loving. They were shaking my hand. Care of it rubbed off. You know, black, it don't rub off anyway. But some people, racist, they think it does. Just like you. You're just like me. And I love you. I love you, family. We're on the move. To God be the glory. My name is Twan, and I am the host and executive producer. Okay, so we're finished with that. Yes, Jesus loves me.